It is clear that this was fired, that the firing was because the president didn't like the investigation or perhaps was afraid of where it was going. And I, until today, I would have said that I had suspicions about the president's campaign's collusion with the Russians. This firing leads me to conclude that there was collusion, that the president was involved in it, because otherwise there is no reason the president would undertake this cover-up. And this is clearly part of a cover-up.
All right, Congressman Nadler, for the record there, you are saying that you believe, because of this, the president himself colluded with Russians ahead of the election. Of course, no proof of that at this point, unless there's something you have to show that. This is just your assumption based on this firing.
My assumption based on the firing is that there is no reason why he would do that if he weren't concerned that the investigation was going to show things that he didn't want shown. And that either means that he was or people close to him were colluding with the Russians.